This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Tragedy in Tennessee. At least 22 people are dead and rescue crews are desperately searching for others who are still missing after record-shattering rainfall there. Here's the AP's Mike Hempen.
The flooding took out roads, cell phone towers, and telephone lines, leaving families uncertain about whether their loved ones survived. The National Weather Service says up to 17 inches of rain fell in Humphreys County in less than 24 hours, setting a Tennessee record for one-day rainfall. In Waverly, restaurant owner Kansas Klein says the rain has caused a lot of damage.
Houses are washed away, knocked off foundations, just totally gone.
The dead include twin babies who were swept from their father's arms, according to family members.
Tropical Depression Henri is getting weaker, but it'll likely drop another 1 to 3 inches of rain on the Northeast today. The National Hurricane Center's Daniel Brown.
The rainfall impacts are still very significant and still ongoing, unlikely to continue for another 24 hours or so. And those impacts are going to cause really a tremendous amount of flooding. It's an area that doesn't often get hit by these tropical systems.
President Biden says he won't rule out extending the evacuation at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, beyond August 31st, the date he had set for completing the withdrawal of U.S. forces. But this morning, a Taliban spokesman says August 31st is a red line. And if the U.S. extends it, it would, quote, provoke a reaction.
President Biden announced this agreement that until 31st of August, they would withdraw all their military forces. So if they extend it, that means they are extending occupation.
This morning, an Afghan soldier was killed in a firefight at one of the airport gates. This is AP News. A legendary singer has died. The AP's Margie Zarletta has this.
Singer Don Everly of the Everly Brothers has died in Nashville, Tennessee at the age of 84, according to his attorney. Details were not given. Bye, the Everly Brothers combined pop, rock, and country with distinctive harmonies for a sound that influenced many groups who followed. Bye Bye Love was their first hit, reaching number two in 1957. Wake up. They followed that up with the number one song, Wake Up Little Susie. Other Everly Brothers hits include All I Have to Do Is Dream, When Will I Be Loved, and Kathy's Clown. Here he goes. The Everlys broke up on stage in 1973 and did not reunite for 10 years. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as part of the first class in 1986. Phil Everly died in 2014.
At the movies, Free Guy topped the charts for the second week in a row. It's playing exclusively in theaters. The studio says it's getting good word of mouth. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.